Hello, my name is Chris Enns. I run Lemon Productions, a podcast editing and production business, and this is my story. Today is Monday, June 24th, 2019, and I still have a cold. I'd hope to have these a little more frequently, but getting hit by a nasty cold that's only just now starting to leave, combined with a busy week last week helping my dad celebrate his retirement, has meant a delay in episodes, which is every podcaster's excuse, obviously. Life gets busy. One thing I've tried to keep in check with running my own business is how much time I spend on work in the evenings and weekends. And I've included my podcasting that I do as a hobby as part of my work. I do the YouTube podcast, it's for fun. Even this podcast, which is kind of like a marketing vehicle, I include it as work, even though it technically doesn't make me directly any money. And that keeping the evenings and weekends free is purely self-inflicted. Sue, my wife, has repeatedly told me and reminded me that if I needed to work on evenings or weekends, go do it, get it done. I think I'm so afraid of becoming that dad or husband who's a workaholic and comes home just in time to tuck his kids into bed and then back to work, that I've swung the pendulum so far the other way to the detriment of my work at times. And part of that is not wanting to create a business that requires me to give up evenings and weekends. And so I feel like if to start off with, I don't allow those things to creep in, then maybe the business will be created in such a way that I can manage it that way. And sometimes it gets to the point where I find myself blaming my family for me not being able to get enough work done, which is all kinds of wrong. So that's why I don't want to start having a regular podcast recording on a Tuesday night or training session on Saturdays, consulting times on Friday night or whatever. I want those times to be available for my family as well as to recharge my own batteries for the work I do enjoy doing. But paying for the new office and vehicle and related expenses, I think, means something has to give. 8 years in and I'm still in the hustle, scraping to get by, and it gets exhausting. This weekend, I was just feeling like I just want a paid vacation where someone will cover for me while I'm gone. But such is the freedom, I guess air quotes freedom, of running your own business. I missed this question from last episode, from Brian Betteridge on Twitter. He asked, is it easier to procrastinate when working at home? And I think obviously each person is different in how they handle this, but I definitely found once the novelty has worn off of the office, the new office situation here, I can find it just as easily to procrastinate when I'm working at home versus at my office. There was an initial kind of rush of coming to the office, working as hard as I could all day, and then heading home and being, knowing that I basically worked the full, whatever it was, 7 or 8 hours, no problem. But old habits kind of creep in, phone games, messing around on Instagram and things like that call out to you, and you suddenly find yourself spending another 20 minutes on something when you were supposed to be doing something else that actually generates some income. I will say that having the rent or lease or whatever payments and related things hanging over me a bit is a good reminder that kind of kicks me back into work gear if I'm ever finding myself getting too distracted down a rabbit hole of something of self-interest. And it's hard because most of my self-interest things are related tangentially anyways to the work I do. So it might be like tech-related stuff that I'm learning about or listening to a podcast or reading about how to market your podcast or things like that. It's rarely something that completely is off the rails from what I do for a living. But it still is a distraction in that it's not paid work or work that will generate in a fairly immediate fashion some paid work. I will say this last little while I've been sick, I definitely have been missing being able to be at home and just walk downstairs, quickly do the actual work I need to do, the editing, which is on my iMac, and is just because it's a more powerful computer versus my laptop that I am portable with. But being able to just go downstairs, do that work, and then go up to bed, pop some medicine, and crash rather than having to sort of get myself at least presentable enough to come to the office where I may run into some people and kind of sit here wishing I was at home laying in bed. But I honestly never found the lure of like the TV or the Xbox or, I don't know, yard work, whatever it is that might be tempting to you to procrastinate with at home. None of that was ever too appealing or attractive to me to while away the hours or whatever when I should have been working. Every so often, I know I'd, with my guitar and music-related stuff, I'd definitely just kind of let myself go with just playing along to some songs or recording an idea or whatever, those kinds of things that might happen. But that was fairly rare. And as long as there's always work on the horizon or work to be done, that would usually take priority and we wouldn't find it too easy to get distracted or procrastinate. I can hear the phlegm in my throat or chest or whatever. So I think I'll leave it at that for this episode. You can find all the details for this show on the web at podcast.lemonproductions.ca, including the various ways to subscribe there. You can reach me on Twitter at iChris, or feel free to send me an email. Chris@lemonproductions.ca is my email address. This episode was written, edited, produced, and mixed by me, Chris Enns. My theme song is from Sounds Like an Earful Music Supply. And this episode's recipe is in honor of my sore throat and cold, a soothing honey and lemon sore throat tea, which you can find in the show notes at podcast.lemonproductions.ca/3. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.